This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. This is a day of celebration for America, and for those of you who love organics and superfoods and good nutrition, because of the tax reform that has just passed Congress, both the House and the Senate, that Trump is going to sign into law, we at the Health Ranger Store and many other small businesses in the organic space and the superfood space will now be able to compete on a more level playing field with the big businesses that have always had special access to the lawmakers and the bureaucrats. They've always been able to offshore their profits and pay almost no tax, giving them an unfair advantage. Well, now, thanks to Trump and thanks to the GOP, who have actually, believe it or not, got off their asses and done something for America for a change, we are now able to compete more effectively. The tax rate for corporations is lowered to 21%, which is more in line with the tax rates of businesses around the world. And also keep in mind, it is true that corporations really don't pay taxes in the sense that they pass along all the tax burden to customers. And corporations sell products or services to customers. That's how they have revenue. So they have to add on to those prices whatever taxes they pay, which means that taxes of corporations are simply pass-through taxes that go to the consumers, which means that thanks to this tax reform, businesses like mine and many others in the organic space or the superfood space will finally be able to, you know, achieve more economies of scale. Specifically, we will be able to invest in more buildings, larger production lines, which means more inventory. We'll have more R&D. We're going to be able to expand our lab. We're going to be able to acquire more manufacturing equipment. Maybe we can start doing gel caps, for example. That's like a $100,000 machine to do that. There are many things that we can do now because due to this tax reform, Washington will be taking less of our money. Now, ideally, in an honest world where you wanted maximum economic productivity, maximum job growth, and everything else, corporations should pay zero tax, shouldn't have to pay any tax, because it's all a pass-through tax anyway. And if corporations paid zero tax, see, the Democrats mistakenly think that corporations would just sit on massive piles of cash, hoarding gold bars and stacks of green paper money, and do nothing with it other than just sit on it, which is nonsense. Because most Democrats have never owned a business, by the way. So they don't really know how this stuff works. In truth, most businesses would use that money to invest in more business. Because businesses, like every business that's out there, is in a cash crunch. They don't have enough cash to do all the expansion that they want. Cash is a limiting factor. If they had more cash flow, in other words, if they were able to keep more of their own money instead of sending it to Washington, they'd be able to invest in more R&D, more employees, more equipment, more, you know, technology, innovation, production lines, buildings, whatever it takes, software development, all these things. And by the way, we do all these things as well. And it's that investment that creates economic growth because it creates a larger business which needs more employees, so automatically you're creating more jobs. That's why today I really have to say thank you to President Trump today. Because he has been under assault with the most outrageous lies by the fake news left-wing media. Trump has been under an attempted coup by the deep state operatives and the criminal treasonous James Comey, Robert Mueller, Peter Strzok, the corrupt FBI, the corrupt special counsel, even going back to Eric Holder, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all those. It's just so thick with corruption. It's sickening. Trump has also withstood assaults from the Rhino Republicans, that is the establishment Republicans that don't want an outsider to come in and have any success whatsoever in getting something done, because they don't want Trump to have any achievements or victories, because they don't want anybody to get the message that some outsider can come in and get something done. You know, the insider class of bureaucrats and politicians and Rhino Republicans and so on, they want to be a protected elite class. And so they've fought Trump the whole way. And yet, despite all of that, Trump has survived the deep state. In fact, he's going to be exposing the deep state. We're going to see some arrests of some of these deep state actors fairly soon, I believe. Trump has survived the insane left-wing media, the insane attempts to overthrow the government by Democrats, leftists, Antifa, radical, extreme left-wing terrorism, all that. He survived all that, and he has survived the Rhino Republican establishment attacks on his presidency. He survived all that and now is able to bring us, believe it or not, to bring us, by forcing this through the GOP House and the Senate, he's able to give us a tax cut, which is a step in the right direction. It's not the holy grail of what needs to happen. Again, the corporate tax rate should be zero because corporations just pass through taxes. But this is a step in the right direction. It's a huge step because corporate tax rates were much higher in the higher brackets. And if you're a C Corp, you would pay a lot of tax money. And so all that caused was these big corporations like Apple and Google and Facebook, Amazon, all they did is they offshored all their profits to like Ireland or some other combination of countries where they have little tax loopholes and little things. But you have to be like a billion-dollar corporation to take advantage of that stuff because you have to hire an army of accountants and lawyers, you know, international tax attorneys to pull that stuff off. So Google is paying like 3 or 4% tax, while small businesses like us, we're paying like, you know, 35%, whatever it comes out to be. And Apple pays almost no tax, almost zero. How is that right? You know, it's time to level the playing field. And thanks to this tax reform that has just passed, these big corporations are going to have less of an incentive to offshore their profits. Instead, they're going to go ahead and pay the 21%, which is not that big of a hit compared to what it was. And they'll bring that money into the United States. They'll actually keep it in the U.S., take the profits in the U.S., pay the 21%, and then have the leftover 79% of their profit, which they will invest in growth, in R&D, in job creation, new technology, new products, new buildings, all these things that grow the economy. And again, leftists, you know what? Why did leftists oppose this bill so vehemently? Why do they hate everything that's good for America? Like Rosie O'Donnell, who's truly one of the most disgusting celebrities that we've seen yet, went out and actually committed a felony crime and offered to bribe two senators with $2 million each to vote against the tax reform bill. She went public on Twitter and committed a felony crime, well, a couple of felony crimes, and doubled down on it, didn't back down. She thought that's a great idea, just bribe senators. She literally offered them $2 million in cash each if they would vote against the tax bill. That's a felony crime. When does Rosie O'Donnell get arrested, by the way? You know, Michael Flynn was indicted for lying to the government. Rosie O'Donnell just committed a felony bribery crime, which is, there's no question, there's no debate, that's a felony crime. To bribe a U.S. senator, to offer a bribery, a bribe of $2 million, that is a felony crime. So this just shows you the insane opposition to anything that's good for America. And that's what the left has become today, just like mindless, irrational, angry cry bullies who scream and pout and whine and complain and push out these scare stories about everything. Like, oh, net neutrality, if it's retracted, the internet will end. Well, net neutrality was retracted like a week ago. Guess what? The internet's still here. In fact, the internet ran without net neutrality all the way up until the year 2015. And it was fine. It's like, what are you people going insane about? Why all your hysteria? Everything's okay. In fact, it's getting better now, thanks to Trump and thanks to Congress that has actually done something for a change, which is just astonishing. So I just want you to know that all of you, I know a lot of Democrats are fans of our work, and I just want to bring your attention to this fact that most of the businesses that you support that are like raw foods, organics, superfoods, they are small businesses. And the Trump administration just handed small business a major advantage, well, just leveling the playing field. It's a major benefit to small business now in America. So if you love superfoods, organics, raw foods, healthy living, green living, all this stuff, you should love what the GOP just did. because it's good for all of us small businesses that are in this realm of providing, you know, organic solutions and healthy solutions and all these things. So, you know, yay Trump. I wish more Americans would just let go of their intense hatred for a moment and think about what's good for the country. Doesn't matter who came up with it. The question is it good for America? And this is very good for America. So thank you, President Trump, for standing your ground. And thank you, reluctant rhino Republicans, for finally passing something so that you don't lose your jobs in 2018. Because you were forced to do something. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it. I know. I'm not fooled by the fact that you this is the first thing you're supporting. Just because you're afraid you're going to lose your jobs. You will lose your jobs if you don't get something done, by the way. So let me underscore that. We'll vote you all out of office if you don't get off your asses and do something for this country. In any case, you can read more at Trump.news. That's one of the news websites I publish, Trump.news. I also publish NewsTarget.com. And my store, my online store, HealthRangersStore.com, will be offering many new products in 2018 thanks to the expansion that we can now afford thanks to tax reform. So it's going to be an exciting year. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at HealthRangerStore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.